appreciate Naomi Wolf popping in for the first 15 minutes of this hour. Then I'm going to get to the Nord Stream news that's so huge. NATO endorsing the invasion of Russia. I mean, I can't believe I just said that. It sounds surreal. It doesn't even sound real. I mean, we're in real danger of nuclear war. But Dr. Naomi Wolf's a best-selling author, former top Democrat strategist, and she came on the show a few days ago, and within hours, they deleted her profile, took a bunch of stuff down, locked her out of an account. She's not officially banned, but she's off X, and she can't get anybody from X to contact her back. So I wanted to have her on, focus some attention on this, and hopefully the word gets to Elon. If not, I can make some phone calls. Her best-selling book is The Pfizer Papers. Some stations don't carry this first five, so we'll recap it, but I don't want to waste her time, but she connected a little early. Dr. Wolf, tell us what happened.
Sure. Well, thank you, Alex Jones. You have an impact because it was literally half an hour after I was on your show earlier this week. And interestingly, half an hour after I had said on your show that I had predicted the coup at the White House 3 weeks ago and had speculated that it was related to the Biden criminal activity by the Biden family that there were people in the White House distancing themselves now from the Biden family as a result of crimes. And sure enough, Nancy Pelosi basically confirmed what I had said in an interview this week. And also the New York Times reported this week that Hunter Biden had unlawfully solicited help from the State Department for his company Burisma, and that months after the New York Times had FOIA'd this information from the State Department had finally released confirmation of this crime. So basically, what I predicted was true. There are crimes committed by the Biden family that other factions around Harris and around Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, probably Obama, are trying to distance themselves from. Well, half an hour after I said that on your show, I got a notification from X, when I was trying to log into X, saying that I had violated copyright and that I had 48 hours to fill out a form or else they'd suspend my account. I clicked on that, perhaps foolishly. Immediately thereafter, I couldn't send emails. My computer froze, my phone froze. It's gotten worse since people last told me about it. And when I tried to log in, everything was gone. The account, the email that the account is attached to is no longer recognized by X. I went through the whole process of contacting X support, answered all their questions. And at the end of 48 hours of this, X support said, sorry, your account is gone. There's nothing we can do. We've suspended your account. We know you feel bad about it, too bad. And now people are telling me that when they try to find me, Naomi R. Wolf on X, I'm a dot, like an icon, just like you've seen a blank avatar where my face used to be. And you see my 420,000 followers have no one to follow now. And you see that dot on the lower left. People say they've never seen that before. I haven't either. Now, when you go down, it says dot posted this, dot posted that. However, at the same time that the real Naomi Wolf account has been made inaccessible and I've been erased from X history, 8 fake Naomi Wolf accounts popped up, some of them with slight misspellings. But when you enter Naomi R. Wolf, which used to go to my real account, it funnels you to these fake accounts.
Wow.
So basically, as in a Kafka novel, my identity has been completely hijacked and I've been silenced once again by X, first time in 2021. And I just want to note, and then I promise I will pause, the first time X banned me, Twitter banned me in 2021, it was for accurately reporting on menstrual dysregulation. I shared that with your audience a couple of days ago. And it was the White House, the Supreme Court, ruling showed, and a lawsuit by two attorneys general showed in discovery that it was the White House, the Biden White House, that had lifted out my tweet about menstrual dysregulation in 2021 and put pressure on Twitter to suspend me. So the Bidens have gone after me already.
Absolutely. This is so absolutely. I was about to say, definitely CIA information operation. They're scared of you because you used to be one of their top generals. We'll be right back. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we all get kind of punch drunk with all the ongoing public censorship and the surveillance that goes with that. But there's a lot of covert censorship going on. And, of course, it's come out in the weaponization hearings in Congress and Supreme Court cases that some of the favorite people for them to target were Dr. Naomi Wolf. That's been in mainstream news. The White House ordering her stuff censored, exposing the COVID shots and things that were proven to be accurate. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been one of their favorites because they really want to control the left. They're really scared of respected people like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and Naomi Wolf, who is a top Democrat strategist. She's been a general. I mean, you know, top advisor to the Clintons. But for now, you know, at least 15 years or so, she's realized that they're just as bad as Republicans and now even worse. So she's been very moral about that. As a great lady, best-selling author. So if you just joined us, some stations don't carry the first five. She laid it all out. Within 30 minutes of her being on the show a few days ago and exposing the White House coup and how they removed Biden and how she said that weeks ago, and now they've Pelosi's admitted it, Biden's admitted it. She explained who the different factions are. That really scares them because she has been an insider. And so looks like they fished her. Somebody inside shuts down her account. That's what Musk has said. He's gotten rid of 80% of the employees because they're moles. Still, there's moles. They send her a message through the system. They're in there. They get her with her ID to shut her down and use it to lock her out. And then she gets through to low-level X people. There's not much customer service there because Musk has slashed it. And they say, sorry, your account's gone. This could happen to me today. Okay, and if they get away with her, and I care about her. But empathy's built into us because it's supposed to be automatic because what they can do to her, they can do to me or you. And it's come out in the documents that this covert censorship is where they're going now because there's so much heat on them in Europe, in the United States. And we've got to stand up against this. So recapping this, if this doesn't get elevated up to somebody that fixes it, we'll make some calls. I've got some contacts. And we'll get this up to Elon, the only guy that can fix it. But Naomi Wolf joins us to recap what happened. And then I was about to ask her, but she said it before I asked. She's a smart lady. I was going to say, well, what do you think you said? And she said, before I asked, she said, and this is obviously I'm exposing the coup that's now admitted that, you know, Trump's talking about as well. So just recap and then let's get into what they don't want people to hear, why they're so scared of you.
Yeah. Well, this is my speculation. You know, I do want to note that two other accounts that have been critical of the mRNA injections, Dr. Peter McCullough's, and a big account called Died Suddenly, also got shut down. So there's speculation, you know, given that big picture, that it's my general, you know, work on exposing the crimes involved in the mRNA injection and the forthcoming publication of the Pfizer Papers book that you highlighted. But knowing the White House, and by the way, just for the record, I didn't advise the Clintons directly. I advised their chief advisor, Dick Morris. But my then husband was a Clinton speechwriter. So I've been around the Clinton White House.
But I'm right to say you're a well-known, famous Democrat strategist. I mean, they've...
Yes. That is true. and successful. I mean, I was advising two campaigns that arguably won. Gore won the popular vote and Clinton won his reelection campaign in 96. And I was an advisor on both of those. But I do believe that the thing that triggered my deplatforming was what I said to you about the crimes of the Biden family, that my essay, Lady McBiden, on Substack from about July 17th, so nearly a month ago, predicted that there would be a coup, that the coup would have multiple groups struggling, and that the cause of the coup was that there was knowledge was seeping out of crimes that the Biden family had committed. And the I speculated in that essay, and I'm kind of scared to do it again because God knows if they hacked me last time, what are they going to do now? But I had speculated in the essay that there would be a paper trail connecting the Biden family, notably Mrs. Biden would be my number one person to look at, in some way to the lax security around the assassination attempt against President Trump. I had speculated that she had had an event at the same time. Well, not speculated. She had had an event at the same time as the Trump event in the same state. And I speculated that there would be a lot of Secret Service at her event, pulling Secret Service off of Trump's event. And I'm very familiar with advanced teams, you know, from my life as a White House spouse and from my work as a political consultant. And so someone high up, you know, made the decision to have inadequate security at the Trump event. So my essay predicted that there would be a paper trail of this kind around the Biden family. And shortly after I referenced that essay and also noted that the things I'd predicted had come true, my account was frozen. So
and I think the key was I said, why is Pelosi out admitting that she didn't believe the letter and all the rest of it? You said, well, because there's obviously a crime been committed and she's trying to distance herself. I think you hit the target is why they did this.
Right. And we don't know exactly what crime, right? But we do know even since I think since I was even on your show that Biden, Hunter Biden's criminal activity around Burisma got confirmed by the New York Times. So that's a big crime, not registering as a foreign agent if you're lobbying the State Department for your company.
And let me just back you up and interrupt since we're on TV to millions. Here's AP in October 15, 2020, saying Trump's full of it. AP explains Trump seizes on dubious Hunter Biden Ukraine story. Here's AP today. Hunter Biden reportedly sought U.S. government help for Ukraine gas company Burisma, and it says directly to the U.S. ambassador. Doesn't get more illegal than that. Please continue.
Yeah, well, you just said it. It doesn't get more illegal than that, but look at the timing. The fact that the Biden family was able to prevent that information from coming out and spin it as a fake story, fake news a year ago, and hold off the New York Times for months because their FOIA request was months ago. And only now the State Department has been forced to release confirmation that Hunter Biden committed a gigantic crime, right? That means to me as an observer of the White House over many years from the inside that the Biden family is out of power. So as I said to you the other day, what's really scary about that is it means no one's running the country. And that there's a fight, an internal fight for the role of running the country. But the Biden
and they don't want to create a public discussion about that, particularly in Democrats, because it'll remind them of Bernie having the nomination stolen. And just to expand on that, it's now even Axios is reporting Biden is not going to be there for Obama or Kamala's speeches and is completely pissed off and has even given interviews, as you know, when you were on, that was the same day. He's now giving interviews basically saying Pelosi cooed him.
Exactly. And she's giving interviews essentially confirming that. So it's kind of funny to watch, but it's also terrifying because, as I said to you on Monday, it's a lot like those times in history where a king or queen was incapacitated or a totalitarian leader was incapacitated or dead. And there was a power vacuum and various factions were struggling and betraying each other and stabbing each other in the back behind the scenes, metaphorically, of course. So it's what you're going to see is more and more distancing of her coup group and the Harris coup group, which are not the same coup group, away from Biden and his family and more leaking of very damaging information about them, including probably more confirmation of criminal activity leading up to the election. And
well, so let me ask you this question, because you're a former insider. I asked that question weeks ago. I said, They're clearly getting ready to burn Hunter. But why are they still going to do it, even if Biden is agreeing to go? And now it's clear he's still stirring up trouble. There's still some power groups. He's still the president. So it looks like he's not stepping aside for, it looks like, Obama and Holder, who reportedly was, you know, helping choose the VP. It looks like he's still fighting for something inside. So they're still kind of slapping him on the head, letting him know.
It's hard to know. But for sure, he's not. And this is the problem with A, dementia, right? B, a power-crazed first lady, which is how I read it, that she's addicted to power and can't walk away, and an actual drug-addicted sexaholic, Hunter Biden, right? You're not getting good decisions, normal decisions, from the Biden family. So for sure, because the DNC is a mafia-type organization, there's very aggressive leaning on the Biden family to just go along, be quiet, read the script, step away, go quietly. And they're not doing what people reasoning normally and cogently would do in that situation. And so that's why you're seeing this chaos and this counter leaking. But for sure, the Obama coup group, I don't think the Harris coup group is that smart, so I don't expect much from them. But for sure, the Obama coup group is going to be assigning all the criminality to Hunter Biden. I mean, he's clearly a sacrificial lamb. And President Biden may well also be a sacrificial.
They're clearly setting them up as the fall guy. How will that unwind? And is there any room to double cross Kamala at the convention? I mean, because you said this, like, the sky's the limit. Who knows what they're going to do?
Well, yeah, it's so scary to even have this conversation in the United States, because, again, this is not how our system is supposed to work, right? We're supposed to be the rule of law. But
yeah, this is like Venezuela type stuff.
Totally. Totally. Meaning incredibly unstable. So everyone print out your financial records and buy gold while we have this conversation. But basically, if the Obama, Schumer, Pelosi, Mrs. Clinton group could unseat President Biden, they're certainly capable of unseating Vice President Harris. And I expect that, I expect, if I'm betting, and this is, I'm not predicting violence, what are we looking at? I expect that the Harris-Waltz team will not be the team that the Democrats produce for the vote in November. I expect one or more of those slots will be filled by someone else.
Wow. No wonder they were so scared and activated their insiders, Inside X, to do this. And this is a big deal for Elon, bigger than you or I. It's not, again, it's not about her. She's important. This is a big deal. They get away with this, they're going to do it to everybody. And I've got headlines out of Bloomberg, Washington Post, after Raskin said it last week, that there's going to be a civil war, there's going to be unrest. Bloomberg, you know, the threat of civil unrest rising. They're really pre-programming this. Very chilling.
Very chilling. Well, and I think you showed me the clip that, made my head explode, that Raskin was basically saying we're not going to go along with it if Trump wins. You know, he was basically saying there won't be a peaceful transfer of power. He was doing a January 6th, essentially, in advance. A real January 6th. So it's terrifying. And as I said on the last show with you before I got erased from my biggest platform, that's scary because Raskin's side in January, they have the military, they have the National Guard, they have the national security apparatus, they have the intelligence community. And it's a very alarming statement to make. Imagine if Trump's side made it. I mean, he'd be in shackles, you know, like he'd be on trial for treason, which is a capital offense in our legal code. So I'm horrified. And also, I can't stress enough that I believe that the people who are in charge of the White House aren't Americans, right? And the reason I stress this is that it means that what they will resort to isn't American logic. Take a look at just the Burisma situation. You know, Ukraine is a lawless, corrupt society, you know, with a lot of Nazis in power. Our State Department, which is supposed to be protecting the United States of America, That's their only job. You know, they were tasked with protecting a government-aligned entity of Ukraine, okay? So the reason I bring this up is we always make the mistake of thinking historically, right? That if it's never happened in U.S. history and it doesn't happen in our system, that therefore it can't happen. Well, you and I have studied enough history to know, when we were warning people in 2007, that there could be an un-American-style coup, un-American-style fascism or totalitarianism in the United States of America. So what people have to understand is that the logic that the DNC is using right now is not American logic. So you've
what are the fingerprints you're seeing? Kind of a EU, NATO crime syndicate? A little?
No, it's much worse than that. It's much more like the way they're behaving is much more like people fighting for power in a banana republic, or people around Stalin or Mao fighting for power.
Yeah,
Chi-Com.
Right? So yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah, really communist tactics. So that's why you're seeing like the erasure of dissidents, right? That's a communist thing. Just
no, you're right. It's all a standard Maoist playbook. And we know, mm-hmm. I mean, look at Walls. He literally has lived in China. Now it's been reported he collects all this Mao stuff, loves it, says he's a communist. Yeah, this is really creepy. And so while the intelligence agencies are trying to defend the Democrats, thinking, oh, it's the same old corrupt system. No, now they can just shoehorn in whatever this international thing is. And you're a really smart lady. I mean, I'm just saying that you're super brilliant. You're right. You're seeing fingerprints that don't look like classic, even American corruption.
No, and not even European corruption. I mean, another example is,
It's okay.
Another example, thank you, is quarantine camps right here in New York State where I live. You know, our governor has been trying to build quarantine camps and pass public health regulations that would allow people like me, you, if you visit New York State, to be detained and brought to quarantine camps, separated from our children and not allowed out. Even pending judicial review, not allowed out, even if we're not sick or infectious. Okay, only.
And then we have all these UN officials and their spokespersons saying, "Let's put UN troops in America." I mean, I was first on air 30 years ago, and old timers said that. I would even laugh at them then. They're proposing it. I mean, this is crazy.
Right. Yes. Or it's not crazy. Like a lot of people have noticed that there are Chinese police stations in San Francisco, in Canada. You know, people are noticing my husband, Brian O'Shea, and his co-host, JJ Carroll, who's a border agent, have been sounding the alarm for months about millions of military age men, you know, marching into this country.
Wearing the same boots and the same backpacks, and you can look at them. They're officer corps guys. They're 20, 30, 40, 50, and you can even tell who the leader is, and they're just hunting. And again, the Chi-Coms are funding a lot of the Islamists, all these groups, and the Chinese come in, it's military. The Muslims come in, I'm getting chills, it's military. You can see them coming in, and then they've got brand new tattoos like they're Hispanic, but they're not. They've got glistening brand new tattoos for their cover. You can see it. You're talking about Red Dawn.
Absolutely. And when you look at, I mean, if you know about war and you look at where these fighting age men are being stationed, I was astonished to find out they're being stationed at like Denver Airport and Chicago O'Hare Airport. I'm sitting in Salem, Massachusetts, and there's this gigantic, beautiful dormitory around the corner at Salem State University, full of military age, you know, illegal aliens. Basically.
And it gets worse than top Chinese generals from Texas to Colorado to South Dakota to Minnesota are buying thousands of acres of land right next to key military bases and putting up giant surveillance towers. People are worried about a balloon, folks. These are giant over the horizon cameras and military antennas sticking up everywhere.
Exactly. And China also has bought up all the land around our ports like San Diego, and they've bought up our water supplies like in the Great Lakes, as well as our farmland. So all of this being said, you know, what I try to tell people all the time, I've spent my life until I was ejected among the global elite. They don't waste their money and they don't waste their efforts. And if they've imported 30 million military age men and they're stationing them, my parents and grandparents are immigrants. Everyone's grandparents, great grandparents are immigrants. When were immigrants to the United States ever housed by the government in barracks-style accommodations at strategic locations? Never! Not my grandparents on the Lower East Side. They were pushing a pushcart and living in a tenement. You know, everyone's grandparents made their own way. They weren't housed together at the government's expense in a military-type installation. So what I'm just saying is, why should Jamie Raskin ever give up power? You're seeing all the signals, not just the signals, you're seeing a military invasion. It's just not being called a military invasion. You're seeing it in Europe. Right now, there are clips of Muslim people who, again, look like military, look like mercenaries, right? This is not about Islam organically. I think this is about mercenaries or, you know, military.
No, I totally agree.
And they have swords. You know, no one gets guns in Britain, but they're terrorizing whole cities like Birmingham. And the police are being told to stand down and let it happen. This is a kind of slightly slow motion, you know, coup or invasion of Western
Europe. That's right. Before the U.S. invaded Panama, and it's been done 100 other times, for a year, they had helicopters, incursions, live fire exercises to train the Panamanians. So when the real invasion came, they thought it was a drill. They're just upping the temperature to all this craziness. So we just think, oh, it's another level of craziness and not the big move when it happens.
Well, right. Or, I mean, we're so dumb. You know, there clearly is the big move. The big move is happening right now. I mean, an airport, do you know how dangerous that is in terms of national security? An airport, it means, like, my husband was embedded with special forces for most of his military career. That's how they took over other countries. They would drop behind enemy lines out of helicopters. These people don't even have to drop behind enemy lines because they were ushered in, you know, or they're being ushered
and
in.
And they're catching the Chinese and the Muslims they brought in by the millions. All the time, they're videotaping, infiltrating military bases, getting data. Clearly, they're preparing for this move. And it sounds so insane because we have a normalcy bias, but around the world, this is normal. In closing, Dr. Naomi Wolf, how do we counter this? And then, because you're being censored on X, we got to get you back on there. This is important. How do people find your other nodes of information?
Wow. First, you know, how do you fight this? And again, I'm just echoing my husband, who's kind of long experience in the intelligence community and in kind of combat, you know, makes an impact on me. He always reminds us to secure the castle, right? Secure your immediate surroundings. I'm learning to shoot, you know, get ammunition, get weapons. I'm a peaceful person, but you know, the fact that we have a First Amendment in this country is
when a foreign army is brought in under your nose, you got to get ready.
Exactly. You need the food supplies. You need the supplements, you know, that you guys are helping to get people. You need the medical kits. You need to print out all of your assets because I expect more cyber attacks and more attacks on our infrastructure and on our grid. You need lighting sources and heat sources, a generator, all of these things, because I expect, you know, what I've predicted, a breakdown of all of our systems leading up to, you know, the one moment where the lights will probably go out and we'll be told, oh no, they've seized O'Hare, or oh no, there's been a dirty bomb in, you know, New York.
Exactly.
Or in San Francisco. Stay in your homes. That's what I'm expecting.
By the way, you were only supposed to come on for 15 minutes. If you got to go, that's fine. But you're hitting on all cylinders. Can you do five more and finish this point? Or if you need to go, it's fine.
I'd be delighted
a few minutes. And then we got to get out all your other contacts, folks. And this is a drill for everybody. She's right. I can feel it. I can see it. I've studied military history. I'm like her husband, famous soldier, intelligence operative. But he's saying the same thing. This is a takeover. I mean, I'm getting chills right now. This is going on. I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements, because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up, and it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago, during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had five companies making product for us. three of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know, we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you. And we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product. And then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup. And I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we were even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkowitz has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy attempts to shut us down and the bad CRO we had here before who would not reward a product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night's Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right. 3 days ago, or 3.5 days ago, Dr. Naomi Wolf came on the broadcast, and she pointed out that what she'd said weeks before had now been confirmed. There had been a coup inside the White House. And then we've got all these communist Chinese people involved. We've got the border's wide open, and you've got all these military-age men coming in with the same boots and backpacks, and obviously you can see they're military. Anybody can look at them and tell they are. The whole bearing, who's in charge, you can tell who the officers are just by the body language. They're not even hiding it, and they're brought into strategic locations around the country. And then we wake up, and we're told, oh, it's a race war, but then there's hardened military seizing infrastructure. This is the muscle of the globalist coup that they've said there's going to be a civil war. Well, they need muscle during that, and they'll say whatever they want about whatever. You know, like she said, you wake up, power's off in a third of the country. Your airports are seized, and there's race riots, and you're being told something by the corporate media, and then suddenly the internet, the kill switch, it isn't for the government. Obama's kill switch is on record to where you only get approved sites and government sites, so everything else is shut down except for approved sites, so you all get this message at that point. So I know you've got to go. We appreciate you spend 5 minutes or however much time you've got to recap and finish what you're saying. And then with you being taken off X after you were on Monday after 30 minutes of getting off the show, where people find your incredible analysis outside of that?
Thank you. Yeah, well, just to recap, I mean, we just have to wake up out of our torpor. Everything about what you and I have just describes an invasion. I mean, there have been invasions by, you know, settlers, quote unquote, going back to the Roman Empire or earlier. You know, they come in and they say, we just want to trade or we just want to farm. And then it's like, oh, sorry, you know, we're the Gauls, right? Or there's no more Roman Empire. We've taken over, you know, we're just going to have a bloodbath and we'll take over Rome. Thank you very much. Right. I mean, that's absolutely standard. Or you know, look at the Trojan War, the Trojan Horse, you know, oh, it's a gift. Okay. It's, you know, it's not an invading army. It's diversity is our strength, right? It's cheap forms of labor. It's, you know, a melting pot. Well, I mean, I say that again as the granddaughter and daughter of immigrants. Under lawful circumstances, diversity is our strength. But just because it's not being called an invasion right now doesn't mean it's not an invasion. So, like, wake up if it looks like a duck, et cetera. You know, if there are people surrounding O'Hare Airport and Denver Airport, that's what happens in war, right? That's how the Soviet Union came down. If there are people walking in across your border and they're all, and I've seen them wearing identical new, brand new clothes that all came from the same source, wake up. That's an army. You know, if there's land being acquired around or near military bases, wake up. That's, you know, that's an occupying force. If quarantine camps are being fought for by my governor, why is that? Again, these people don't do things for no reason. It's because they expect to put people there. Who will they put there? They will put people there who object to what's happening and what's, if all the pieces are being put in place so that at a signal, there can be an uprising that will shock everyone and change everything, then notice that pieces are being put into place to prepare for everything being changed at a signal. If Jamie Raskin says we're not going to yield power, believe him. So basically, like, we're idiots, right? Because if this was being described in the history books, everyone would recognize, oh, the great United States of America is being invaded by a globalist force. Everyone better prepare and be ready to fight. And that's what's happening. And that's what I have to say.
So, and I guess we raise the alarm by admitting the reality and the facts of this. What would the, in closing, and tell people how they find you, and we're going to work on getting you back on X right now, because I'm sure Elon's not involved in it. He's basically saying the same things you're saying. What would the trigger be? I mean, there's so many, but what should we be looking for?
I mean, this is the trigger. The trigger has passed, Alex. You know, there's military at the heart of our cities. I mean, there are, you know, there, George Floyd Field in Brooklyn has an army encampment around the corner from where I'm sitting. There's an army encampment. That's the trigger. Don't keep looking for it. It's here. That's what I want to say.
I agree. But what will be the trigger to bring in the martial law?
Well, I'm sorry, you're not going to like this, but martial law has already been brought in. The federal government keeps extending a state of emergency for nonsensical reasons. First, it was for the pandemic, and then Biden extended it in April for Iran, or, you know, at the state level, it's been extended now for racial bias, you know, the emergency racial bias. So across the country, most states are still in a state of emergency, and federally, we're still
You're
in a
absolutely
state
right.
Of emergency.
COVID was the training wheel. So we're under martial law now. I mean, we're under a civil emergency.
That's what I'm saying. They can, and especially with these public health measures, if they say there's a pandemic, they've been very clear, and that's why we've been fighting this pandemic treaty so hard. If the WHO says there's a pandemic and the United States is a signatory to this, it means that I can wake up and there are, you know, UN troops or mercenaries or WHO troops, Dr. Fauci's troops, Bill Gates's troops outside my window. They can say, you've been exposed to a bloodborne pathogen, you're coming with us, and I'll have no recourse.
And it's a standardized thing worldwide. So in closing, I mean, you just nailed it right there. We are already inside of this. And then right on time, Tedros yesterday announces, not monkeypox, because people didn't buy that. Now it's mpox. Where do you see that going?
I mean, this was so predictable, right? We've been predicting this for right now in the calendar. Of course, they're going to declare a pandemic in the months leading up to the election. Of course, they'll say it's too dangerous to vote in person. That's how they harvest the absentee ballots. Of course, there's going to be some crisis in October that will freak us all out and distract us so we can't have a normal election. That clears the decks for them to do all the cheating that they're planning to do in relation to the election, or simply to say it's too dangerous to have an election. We're, you know, we've already declared martial law. We're just going to stay in power. That's why I keep saying, stop thinking that these people are going to think like Americans or follow an American script. They're not. And, you know, I'm really informed by my family's history. I lost 9 great aunts and uncles to the Holocaust. People died when they kept thinking, surely it won't get that bad. Surely our neighbors won't turn us in. Surely.
No, you're right. There's a normalcy bias, but America, we're a great country, but I like it to like dodo birds when they arrived in the Pacific on this island, and the dodo birds never had any predators. They were big, juicy birds, and just in a few years, the sailors killed and ate them all because a dodo bird, you'd kill a dodo bird right in front of another one, it wouldn't even run away. We just keep thinking everything's fine, and it's not.
Yeah, so I hate to be Cassandra, but you're asking me, like, when will it be, when will we be over the edge? And I'm like, we're already living in an occupied country. We're already dissidents. We're already silenced dissidents and targeted dissidents. Us, you and me, my friend. You know, that America is already occupied. It's already in distress. It's already been taken. That's what I'm saying. Now we have to fight back.
All right. Thanks for all the time. We're going to try to work behind the scenes, my contacts, get you back on X. This is a big deal, but for everybody, but we can find you on Substack. Where else do we find you? How do we get your new book?
Yeah, please, guys, I need your help and your support. Please order the Pfizer papers on Amazon or from your local bookstore. Please pre-order it. It really helps us. And please donate to Daily Clout. We're still up, dailyclout.io, or become a member and go to my Substack, Outspoken. That's still up. Please donate or become a subscriber there. That's how you can help me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Wolf. We'll be in contact, and Godspeed.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you, Mr.
We're all in this together. When they killed Trump, we have martial law. They're coming after us next. They've already been coming after me. All right. I shot this special report because I wanted to nail it before the show today. It's ready. It's on the Nord Stream. I've got more to say after it. We're going to post this report right now to X. I haven't even given Rob Dew a headline yet. I don't know how you say it. Like total vindication. NATO admits. Or, you know, total vindication. NATO admits Russia didn't blow up Nord Stream pipeline. I mean, we already knew that, but what does that mean? They're getting ready to flush Zelensky. There's major stuff behind the scenes. NATO's now supporting the invasion of Russia by Ukraine. So I'm going to give you the rest of the story in my view coming up after this report, but here's the report.
Well, you got to put a lot of money in the Alex Jones was right tip jar and the Cy Hirsch was right jar, because they've now come out and admitted that Vladimir Putin and those evil Russians didn't blow up the Nord Stream pipeline.
The CIA 2 weeks ago told the German government, the number one paper in Germany's reporting, Der Spiegel, that the Ukrainians would blow up the Nord Stream pipeline in the Baltic Sea to cut money off to Russia. Now, if you look at qui bono in Latin, who benefits from this? Russia doesn't benefit. Europe doesn't benefit. But the globalist faction that wants to use Ukraine as the detonator to collapse Europe and bring in what they're calling Marshall Plan 2 to give unlimited trillions to the central banks, to themselves, they stand to gain from this.
The only suspect in terms of talking, discovering the obvious, was the United States. If you knew something about the history of the pipeline, something about the oil business, as I do.
September 26th, 2022. The Nord Stream Pipeline 2 gets blown up in several places. And of course, just months before, Joe Biden said, if Russia goes into Ukraine, we will remove or get rid of the Nord Stream Pipeline.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again, then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
And there was a NATO drill going on in the ocean in the days before it was blown up. But immediately, the globalist corporate media came out and said it was Vladimir Putin. And any of us that pointed at who obviously had the motive, cutting off a third of Europe's gas supply and destroying their economy, why, we were conspiracy theorists. Now, the Wall Street Journal early this morning comes out with a huge report claiming that with a sailboat, basically, a small yacht, as they're calling it, and six men acting alone, but Zelensky knew, went out there and dove 260 feet under the ocean and blew up the pipeline. This is plausible deniability. It's what intelligence agencies do. These guys are obvious fall guys. They're obvious patsies, just like you have the lone gunman with the Trump attempted assassination or the assassination of JFK back in the early 1960s. It's the same story over and over again. And Germany has filed an arrest warrant, supposedly, for the leader of the group that went and did this, nebulous name. This is classic, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not getting a lot of attention in the media because it flies in the face of everything we were told yet again. But if you go back 11 years ago, NATO and the U.S. government, quarterbacked by George Soros, who bragged about it later on CNN, on Fareed Zakaria's show, have been in a proxy war, overthrowing multiple Ukrainian governments and launching terror attacks against Russian ethnic areas that are basically 99% Russia in the east. And that's what Putin got angry about and got sucked in to this wider war, this proxy war, or this hybrid war that's now gone into a full war with Ukraine 11 days ago invading areas of Russia. Small towns, villages, attacking civilian targets, again, trying to gouge Putin into escalating, so NATO has a pretext to officially enter the war. Again, NATO is running this whole thing. There's NATO mercenaries from the U.S., England, Poland, France. There's officially French troops in Ukraine directing artillery and missiles. Hypersonic missiles have been moved up that can be nuclear-tipped to the border with Russia. I mean, this is serious, hardcore, crazy escalation and provocation. And then, of course, we now know that it was not Putin that blew up the Nord Stream pipeline, and it wasn't the Ukrainians, ladies and gentlemen. It was NATO, and I believe two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Cy Hirsch's analysis and his sources about it being an official U.S. Navy operation. But again, this is all being done to cover up the history of what really happened, because it's an international war crime, and it's also a crime against civilian infrastructure to blow up that gas when many people literally froze to death in Germany and other areas in the last few years because they couldn't afford the heating. So this is a big, big deal. Historically, societies and civilizations go through about 87-year cycles, going back thousands of years. History really does repeat and rhyme. And we're going through, in this time frame, what's called the fourth turning right now, and the end of the global bubble, and so many things. And when you have a major turning, you have a major war, World War I, World War II, but now we're in a mega turning because of all the technology and the population and the developments and information. Everything is accelerated and made more intense. And so right on time, civil unrest, open borders, inflation, wars popping up and expanding all over the planet. This is a very dangerous time we're going into, political attempted assassinations, because there are times in history that happened over just a few years where things liquefy, is what the political scientists call it, or the social engineers. Normally it's rigid and status quo. But during these crises, during these realignments, if the power structure doesn't create a new paradigm and a new excuse for control, they lose power. So they almost always bring in a bunch of destabilization that they can control the crisis and come out as the savior. And so that's why they are ruling through the politics of crisis creation, crisis management, and destabilization. Think of Cloward and Piven. They didn't invent governments destabilizing things for control, but they codified it into a strategy adopted by the Democrats by the early 70s. And that's where you overload, you make people dependent on government, you bankrupt the system to kill capitalism because people don't know how to take care of themselves anymore, and the system has again been overloaded, and then you offer them the new communist or socialist system as a solution. That's why Kamala wants price controls. Classic communism always cuts production, then that creates scarcity, always creates even higher prices. They know what they're doing. They're not idiots that run a system that just ruins things, and they just try it over and over again, hoping it's going to work next time. No, this is the purposeful destruction of a wide economy for the general public, because the big central banks want vertical integration, the destruction of a general diverse economy to a globalist one-crop economy where they control things with their fiat currency. So that's all part of the larger situation that's unfolding. That's why it's so critical people understand what's happening, or the globalists will win. The good news is people are really starting to understand what's happening around the world. There's a lot of leaders popping up and referendums that are blocking this. There's major moves to break up Google and other big monopolies. And so we can prevail, but only if we understand who the enemy is and how they're operating and how to stop them, and then what to offer as a system instead of what they're bringing in. Not a technocracy, but a truly open free market civilization based on liberty and based on truth and justice. Thank you all for watching. More reports at band.video, infowars.com/show for the live feeds. And I'll see you for the feeds and articles and a lot of exclusive stuff as well at Real Alex Jones on X. World War III alert. NATO officially endorses Ukraine invasion of Russia, plus sources confirm New York City judge planning to imprison Trump on September 18th. Yeah, we're covering some pretty important stuff here today. And tens of millions of illegals have been brought in, most of them military-age men, stationed at key facilities and government bases everywhere. I mean, something big's about to go down. That wasn't an entertainment show. That wasn't a movie when they tried to kill Trump a month ago and 2 days ago, 32 days ago. That was a wake-up call to everybody. And again, the general public can feel it. They're all stressed out, but they don't know why they're stressed out. It's not just the inflation. It's not just the crime. People can feel it. And husbands and wives are fighting, and crime is increasing. And, you know, NATO's trying to blow up the biggest nuclear reactor in the world, in Ukraine. I mean, it's crazy town. And it's because the old system is coming to an end. Here are the headlines. More NATO members endorse Ukraine's attack on Russia. The prime ministers of Finland and Estonia have voiced their support for Ukrainian attack on Russian Kursk region after the EU foreign policy head and U.S. President Joe Biden did so. Kiev sent several thousand troops across the Russian border, their NATO troops, last week. They have seized a dozen or so villages and indiscriminately targeted civilians. Ukraine has the right to self-defense, and it must clear that they can do their operation in Kursk, Finland Prime Minister said, and it goes on from there. We fully support Ukraine and its defiant operations, and personally, I wish them luck, said the earlier in the day, the Polish PM, Donald Tusk, said that Kiev has every right to wage war in such a way as to paralyze Russia, its aggressive intentions, as effectively as possible. He also claimed that Russian actions have the hallmarks of genocide. It's mainly Polish weapons and tanks, and reports are Polish troops. So Poland, the NATO, there's French troops, that's all admitted, have marched into Russia, and that's the big escalation. And NATO's like, come on, let's have a nuclear war. Let's do it. Let's get it on. So, well, the average person is thinking about what they're going to watch on Netflix or what movie they're going to see, or, you know, their golf swing, or, you know, some girl they're going to pick up on Tinder. Great, fiddle while Rome burns. But remember, once it all goes down, And we're on the edge right now. I mean, Naomi Wolf said it. We're already actually in it. It's like going off the edge of a cliff, and it kind of has a gradient where you fall 100 feet and bounce, and then you bounce again, and 5,000 feet, and you're dead. We've already fallen 100 feet and scratched our backs and broken our legs. The question is, will we bounce now into the abyss? And this happens throughout history a lot. But now we've got all these weapons that are so much more advanced and dangerous. Big question is, can we avert this? Can we dial this thing back? And
I mean, Trump would shut it down, but they want him dead. So, and all these globalists are building bunkers everywhere. Like, that's going to keep him safe. Like, imagine you want global domination so bad you're willing to destroy yourself. Well, that's Satanism. Revealed, Ukraine's plan to force Putin to retreat in shame. Putin's leadership being questioned as he's forced to make choices he hates. The only thing that's going to happen in Russia, and Putin's still popular and strong, but every research paper, every war game, none of them point towards a moderate replacing Putin, but someone who will start using tactical nuclear weapons, and then it's off the races in 5 minutes. So, and you got a bunch of Jamie Raskins, a lawyer that probably can't even wipe his ass. He's got half a brain, literally had his brain cut out. And he's a lawyer, and he's like, well, I've never had anything but success screwing America, so now I'll go screw Russia. We'll see how that works out. And the left saw, maybe Putin will get removed. And then I saw this video, for radio listeners, you're going to miss it. I posted on X. A Russian soldier tries to shoot down a Ukrainian kamikaze drone with his head and does. The drone flies up to his head. He headbutts it. It flips and explodes the shape charge back and doesn't kill him. And then he marches off alive. Though I'd imagine he probably had quite a headache. I mean, look at this. Here comes the drone. Headbutt. Boom. Flips it up. He's got a little shape charge aimed forward and it explodes upward. And then like, he marches off alive. Wow. That is, of all the crazy videos I've seen and horrible videos I've seen out of Ukraine, that has got to be the wildest right there. All right, I'm going to go to break, come back with Robert Marnes on politics and the world and Trump and will they put Trump in Rikers. My sources are, and they've been in the news, they've got it ready for him. And you're like, well, that's so arrogant. That's crazy. That's what they want to do. And then they'll do a false flag and say, we did it because we're mad about Trump being put in prison, which, of course, we won't do. But they may do it and blame us. They probably will. I mean, this is easy stuff to extrapolate out once you start thinking. Remember again, we need your support in this critical time. You need high-quality products to boost your immune system to make you healthier and better. InfoWarsStore.com's got a big sale. Turmeric, Ultimate Formula, Bodies back in stock. Vitamin Refusion back in stock. Limited supply. We've got the 40% off vitamin C and zinc minus Pauling formula. 40% off all at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And then we have our great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, with the Nano Silver patented wound gel, the immune gargle, the 30 parts per million silver bullet, colloidal silver, the rocket rest, the Kaba chill, so many other amazing products, all the Nano Silver toothpaste, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com is where you get all the great products I mentioned earlier. But you get the ones I just mentioned at drjonesnaturals.com. We'll be right back.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture. And get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I noticed the difference. I noticed the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever. But that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.